This is Disa Gamurli of the 12th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet, sensible children, always remember that each one of you is an imperishable soul. You now have to go to the first floor with the Father. Question. What effort does each of you children definitely have to make? Answer. Continue to keep in your heart all of this knowledge that Baba gives you. Churn it within yourself and digest it. By doing this, you will receive power. Each of you definitely has to make this effort. Those who make this incognito effort will remain constantly cheerful. They have the intoxication of who it is that is teaching them and in front of whom they are sitting. Om Shanti. Who said this? It is said twice. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Shiv Baba said it once and Brahma Baba said it once. Bap and Dada are combined, and so both of them have to say Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Who said it first? Who said it second? First, Shiv Baba said, Om Shanti, I am the ocean of peace. Who said it afterwards? The soul of Dada said it. Baba reminds you children, Om Shanti, I am constantly soul conscious. I never become body conscious. It is only the one Father who remains constantly soul conscious. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar would not say this. You know that even Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have subtle forms. Therefore, it is Shiv Baba, who doesn't have a body, who says Om Shanti. The Father explains to you very clearly and says, I only come once. I am constantly soul conscious. I do not enter the cycle of rebirth. And this is why my praise is unique. I am called the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. On the path of devotion too, they refer to Shiva as the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The incorporeal one is worshipped. He never takes birth through a body, that is, he never becomes body conscious. Okay, come down from there to the subtle region where Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar reside. The name and form of Shiva are not visible. Images of him are created, but he is incorporeal. He never becomes corporeal. It is the incorporeal one who is worshipped. You children have all of this knowledge in your intellects. You have performed devotion. You children have seen the pictures. You know that neither those with an image nor the one without an image are worshipped in the golden and silver ages. It comes into your intellects that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is without an image. He has neither a subtle nor a physical image. His praise is sung as the remover of sorrow, the bestower of happiness, and the purifier. You would not refer to the image of anyone else as the purifier. These things are not in the intellects of any human beings. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are residents of the subtle region. There is the first floor and then the second floor. The highest of all is the incorporeal world. And that is the floor where the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, resides. Those with subtle bodies reside on the second floor. Physical, bodily beings are on the third floor. There is nothing to be confused about in this. No one except the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can explain these things. Up above there is the world of souls. That is called the incorporeal world. It is the world of all of us souls, the incorporeal world. We souls then come down into this corporeal world. Souls live up there, whereas embodied souls, living beings, live here. This should remain in your intellects. We truly are the children of incorporeal Baba. We too first used to reside with the incorporeal Father. Souls reside in the incorporeal world. Even now they continue to come down to play their parts in corporeal forms. That is the world of the incorporeal Father. Let there be the intoxication that you are souls. Let there be the intoxication of imperishable things. Let there not be any intoxication of perishable things. Those who have intoxication of bodies are called body conscious. Who is better? Those who are body conscious or those who are soul conscious? Who are sensible? Those who are soul conscious. Souls are imperishable, whereas bodies are perishable. This soul says, I take 84 births. We souls stay with the Father in the supreme abode. We come here from there to play our parts. This soul says, O Baba, in this corporeal world, there is the corporeal Baba, and in that incorporeal world, there is the incorporeal Baba. This is something very easy. Brahma is called Prajapita Brahma. He exists here. There, all of us souls are brothers, children of the one Father. We reside with Father Shiva. The name of the Supreme Soul is Shiva, and the name of souls is Salagrams. There has to be the Creator of souls. Always continue to talk to your heart. Make effort to keep in your heart this knowledge that you have received. It is the soul that thinks. First of all, have the faith that you are a soul who resides with the Father. We are his children. And so we should definitely receive our inheritance. You know that just as a genealogical tree is created, so too, before the tree of souls can exist, there definitely has to be its seed. There is the senior father. Then there are 2 to 4 of his children. And then there are other children of theirs. That tree continues to grow and become big. There is a plan of that genealogical tree. This one is descended from so-and-so, etc. You children know that all souls reside in the incorporeal world. There is that picture too. The highest on high is the Father. It is in the intellects of you children that Baba has entered this body. The spiritual father enters this one and teaches you spirits. He does not teach you in the subtle region. No one in the golden age has this knowledge. Only the father comes and gives you this knowledge at the confluence age. No one has this knowledge of the human world tree. They have written that the duration of each cycle is very long. The father now explains to you, children, you now have to return home once again. That is the home of souls where the father and the children, the brothers, reside. Only when you come here and adopt bodies do you become brothers and sisters. All of our souls are brothers. There would definitely be the father of brothers too. He is the supreme father, the supreme soul. All souls remember him while in their bodies. No one remembers him in the golden and silver ages. Everyone remembers him in this impure world, because all are in the jail of Ravan. Sita used to call out, O Rama. The father explains, it isn't the Rama of the Silver Age that you remember. People continue to remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, whom they believe to be Rama. It is souls that call out. You now know that you will not call out to anyone for half a cycle because you will be in that land of happiness. At this time, only the Father explains to you. No one else knows anything. They say that each soul is the Supreme Soul, and that each soul becomes merged in the Supreme Soul. The Father explains souls are imperishable. Not a single soul can be destroyed. Just as the Father is imperishable, so souls too are imperishable. Here souls become impure and tamo pradhan, and then the Father makes souls pure and sato pradhan. This whole world has to become tamo pradhan, and it then has to become sato pradhan. The Father has to come to make this impure world pure. He is called God the Father. The Father is imperishable, and we souls are also imperishable. This drama too is imperishable. You children know how the history and geography of the world repeat. Our parts continue in all the four ages. We become the Sun Dynasty and then the Moon Dynasty. The Moon Dynasty is like the second grade. Those who are 14 celestial degrees cannot be called the Sun Dynasty. In fact, they shouldn't even be called deities. Deities are completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees full. Rama is said to be 14 celestial degrees. Only your account of your 84 births is explained. When something that is new becomes old, there isn't as much pleasure in it. At first you are completely pure, and then after a few years, you are said to be a few years old. The example of a building is given. It is the same for everything. This world is like a big stage. The element of the sky is very big. It has no end. No one can say where its end is. If you continued to move along it, you would find no end to it. There is also no end to the great element of Brahm. Scientists make so much effort to see the end of it, but they cannot go there. They cannot reach its end. The element of Brahm is very big. It is infinite. The souls live in a very small space. Here, people build such huge buildings, etc. The space on Earth is very big. There also has to be farmland, etc. Just souls reside there. How would a soul eat without a body? There, souls are beyond experiencing anything. There is nothing to eat or experience there. The father explains, only once do you children receive this knowledge. It is then given to you children after a cycle. Let there be this intoxication. We belonged to the deity Dharma. You say, Baba, 5,000 years before today, we came to you to change from Shudras into Brahmins. We have now come to you once again. Because he is incorporeal, you say that you have come to Dada. The father has entered this one. The father says, just as you take organs to play your parts, similarly, I too take the support of organs. How else could I play my part? People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but he is incorporeal. How can he have a birthday? Each human being sheds a body and takes another. The father says, how can I come and teach you children Raja Yoga? Only the father comes and teaches you Raja Yoga to change you from humans into deities. Only I am called the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. I know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the tree. You children understand that Baba enters this one and explains all of this knowledge to you. The parts of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar also have to be understood. You have understood that the Father is the purifier. Each one's praise is separate and each one's duty is separate. There are presidents, prime ministers, etc. A soul says, this is my body. I am a prime minister. If a soul is not in a body, he cannot speak. Shiva Baba is incorporeal. He too has to take the support of physical organs in order to speak. This is why it is shown that the Ganges emerged from the mouth. However, Shiva is just a point. How could he have a mouth? Therefore, he comes and sits in this one and makes the Ganges of knowledge emerge from him. Everyone remembers the Father. O purifier, come. Liberate us from this sorrow. He is the greatest of all surgeons. Only he has the knowledge to purify the impure. There is just the one surgeon to purify all the impure ones. In the Golden Age, all are free from disease. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the Golden Age. Who taught them such actions that they became free from disease? Only the Father comes and teaches you how to perform elevated actions. Here, people continue to repent for their actions. In the Golden Age, you would not say that your actions are such. There is no sorrow or disease there. Here, they only continue to cause one another sorrow. In the Golden and Silver Ages, there is no question of sorrow, for that is said to be the suffering of their karma. No one understands the meaning of action, neutral action, and sinful action. You know that everything is at first sato pradhan, and that it then becomes sato, rajo, and tamo. In the Golden Age, the five elements are sato pradhan. Even our bodies are made of sato pradhan elements. And then, when the souls are reduced by 2 degrees, the bodies are according to that. The world also decreases by 2 degrees. Only the Father sits here and explains all of these things. No one else can explain them to you. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Only perform such elevated actions according to the Father's Srimat, so that you never have to repent for your actions. That is, you don't have to experience punishment for your actions. 2. Don't have any intoxication of perishable things. Even your body is perishable. Don't have any intoxication of that either. Become sensible. Blessing. May you belong to your own land and stay beyond by considering this old world to be foreign to you. Some people do not touch anything from abroad because they believe that they should only use things from their own land. In the same way, this old world is foreign to you, and so you have to stay beyond it. This means that whatever is of this old world, nature, sanskars, do not be even slightly attracted to them. Be one who has love for your own land. That is, consider yourself to be a resident of the Supreme Abode when it comes to your soul, and a resident of Madhuban when it comes to your divine family. Maintain this intoxication. Slogan. Instead of being trapped in a jamela, upheaval, constantly stay in the mela of a meeting. Avyak signal. To remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. The specialities of a holy swan are to be easy-natured, using simple words and having a simple attitude and simple, pure vision. Bapdada loves those who have pure hearts the most and is closest to them. Those with clean hearts are always seated on Bapdada's heart throne. And because all their elevated thoughts are fulfilled, they are seen to be easy, simple, and clear. They are equal in their attitude, vision, words, relationships, and connections. Om Shanti.